Chapter 4. The Residue of Design. Ridiculing the Pittsburgh Pirates was one of the simple pleasures of the national pastime in the first half of the 1950s. The boy buffoons of baseball, Life magazine called them. When the club's top minor league manager wanted to scare one of his underachieving players, he threatened to send him up to Pittsburgh. The Pirates were bound for the cellar every year. The only tension came with guessing how many games back they might finish. In 1952, they ended up 54.5 games behind the Brooklyn Dodgers. All of this was overseen by Pittsburgh's esteemed general manager, Branch Rickey. In Pittsburgh, some skeptics said, Wesley Branch Rickey finally met his match, or worse, let the game pass him by. Before coming over to run the hapless Pirates in 1950, at the seasoned age of 69, he had built two of the century's dominant National League clubs, first the Gas House Gang in St. Louis, and next what would become the Boys of Summer in Brooklyn. His place in history was assured by a single bold act, breaking the color line with the signing of Jackie Robinson. But there was far more to him than that. It was as a measure of respect that he became known as the Mahatma. He was cool and manipulative in his transactions, meticulous with his records, formal and pompous in his speech, stingy with his money, always curious and innovative, brutally sharp in his assessments, and interested equally in a player's psychological disposition and ability to learn an elusive hook slide. He was a man of sayings, and his most famous phrase came at the end of this thought. Things worthwhile generally don't just happen. Luck is a fact, but should not be a factor. Good luck is what is left over after intelligence and effort have combined at their best. Luck is the residue of design. In the mythology that later enveloped the Clemente story, there's a commonly recounted scene of Rickey blessing him at the dawn of his career. It supposedly took place in the Winter League in Puerto Rico in 1953. According to the story, first told by San Juan sports writers and repeated through the years, Rickey caught sight of Clemente at a Santurce game, was stunned by his skills, called him over to talk,